Hey y'all, it's Poetic Shell. Welcome to Resonance, my spoken word sanctuary. Thank you for being in the present moment with me. I hope my art resonates with you, encourages you to vibrate higher, and be truthful in your thoughts, speech, and actions. Let's get into it. Black petals. I was firmly planted in a Nigerian garden unguarded. When he entered in search of the strongest specimen, intrigued by my melanin, he cut from the stem and left the roots. Replanted in unfamiliar soil, left unwatered, brittle, and broken. Exchanged my no for hello, my Anyeka Chukwu for Sarah. He'll pick me from the garden when the night resembles my black petals. I am part of his bouquet of brutality, pulling me apart without consent, his violent obsession with my black skin. He loves me. He loves me not. Sprinkling his seed, forcing me to nurture it, only to sell it away next spring. Black divide. I tattooed a portrait of Africa on my ankle and let the ink sink in like shea butter on skin that I never knew the origin of. This family secret to creating the perfect consistency missed me like lost languages. I stamped it on my ankle like counterfeit passports of travelers who never left home. I paid homage to a homeland that I have no rights to. I am accused of treating sacred prints like fashion statements. How dare I cling to what I didn't know I lost? It is a privilege to speak in dialects that didn't fall overboard on ships, to wear traditional clothing that wasn't ripped off the backs of your ancestors. I am the product of one-sided storytelling from the view of the oppressors, of infomercials that told me I could feed a poor African child for 20 cents a day, a Black American parent to remind me not to find myself in the hands of a controlling African man. I am the product of a culture that divides Black into 400 shades. Nine to five, imposter syndrome. At 9 a.m., I shrink down into the smallest version of myself. Press my afro flat so I can fit through the door. Ditch colloquialisms and accents that give me away. My origin of other, so they don't speculate or question my belonging. I sit in the background taking notes, absorbing mannerisms, watching tutorials, how to assimilate. I blend so smoothly, my presence is missed. In boardrooms, my voice only elevates to a whisper. If they hear, they will feel the shiver, the shake in my throat, the insecurity in my tone. They will find out I am intimidated by CEOs. I am an imposter, dressed in a professional's clothes. At 5 p.m., I untie, exhale, rise. Let my breasts hang, untame, remove filters, mistake sidewalks for runways, like I am on display, how to be a queen. I am the accent, underline, italicized, bold. My presence breaks necks, silences conversation, excites curiosity. My voice gently permeates the room. I am the epicenter, gravitated to. The sway, the swing in my hips, the imitation of my energy, my humble confidence. I am a wild thing, dressed in earth tones. At 9 a.m., I bottle up, restrain, so I can fit through the door. A Black woman's job description. I wish I could just be introverted, maybe a little shy, but instead I am the unfriendly Black girl who's not a team player, battling against unconscious bias laid under helping hands. From 9 to 5, I pretend. Fulfill your need to be needed so you can say, I took her under my wings today. She would never thrive without me. I almost made it into year 2 without being called aggressive. Alter my tone, avoid being too expressive. I'm perfecting work persona number 3 since I can't be myself. I got a little too self-sufficient. My independence, minding my business, it's offensive. I walked in it wide open, bubbly, and vulnerable. A soft black girl, hardened by the corporate world. What's the difference between diversity and tokenism? Welcomed in with open arms to be subtly made to feel like you don't belong. I can't get a word in, talked over, interrupted. My ideas are never mine. There's something you repeated and came up with. My tone is police like black neighborhoods. Are you good? You sound upset. Before I speak, I sprinkle a little pep in my voice. If I had a choice, I would choose to be authentic. But it isn't safe here. I made the mistake of being a little too honest and had it thrown in my face. So I am perfectly polished, neatly hidden away, only displaying glimpses of me, not for connection, but to appease. I have to value your comfort over my peace, the unspoken responsibility in every black woman's job description. And if you're bold enough to mention it, they'll claim complete oblivion. What a privilege it must be to remain blissfully unaware. To deny my experience since it wasn't your intention, buried so deep in your unconscious mind you pretend it isn't there. That thing that makes you treat me differently. Subtle and covert enough to make me think maybe it's my own sensitivity.
Thank you for listening. If my art resonated with you, let me know. Connect with me on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at poetic_shell. You can also visit poeticshell.com to read my blog, Satya, updated monthly. Catch y'all in the next moment.